man by. I want to show you something now, don't you hear?
I'm going to put some dirt in your eye.
Yeah, here I go again.
Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, Roadrunner. We've heard some other versions of that song here by different groups, but we've never heard that one. That's from 1963. That's his first single. That was the flip side. Hello, Josephine was the A-side. Wayne's best known, of course, for Game of Love, but he didn't get there for another five or six singles. Not really sure what Wayne's up to nowadays. Last I heard a couple years ago, he had an arson charge against him. I don't know whatever became of that. Oh, well. But that's Wayne kicking off this new episode, number 89 of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beats Ahmad. This is the podcast of nothing but the British beat era, 1962 to 66. And welcome to the show. My name is Michael Lynch, and thanks for joining me. We got a lot of things going on for this show. We have a birthday we're going to celebrate. We'll do that a little bit later. We're going to hear the original version of a song that you probably associate more with a more popular British band. We'll also hear a Beatles cover. I played the flip side of this single a few shows back and said someday I'd play the Beatles cover. You'll hear that today. We'll finally answer that trivia question, the Bill Wyman question from the last two shows. And I'll have a new trivia question for you. But we'll continue now. We lost a legendary musician last week, that being drummer Mitch Mitchell. We've actually lost a few rock drummers in the last few weeks, American drummers Earl Palmer and also Jimmy Carl Black of the Mothers of Invention. They also passed away recently. But Mitch died last week, and not only the loss of a talented musician, but also his death means that now all of the members of the Jimi Hendrix Experience are gone, so that's very sad. Well, his work with Jimmy is well known and it's well played, so why don't we hear a few records that Mitch played on before he teamed up with Jimmy.
With someone by your side, jump a little. Come on, come on, come on, jump a little bit. It's time you need your towel, so jump a little. Come on, come on, come on, jump a little. With someone that you love, jump a little. Come on, come on, let's see it now, jump a little. Jump a little. Come on, come on, let's see it now. Jump a little. Jump a little, baby. Jump a little.
Jump a little.
driver said, Pete.
Tribute there to the late Mitch Mitchell playing some of his pre-Hendrix recordings. First, we heard Jump from the Riot Squad, their first single. The flip side, the A-side, was Anytime. I'm pretty sure we played that on here once before. And that came out in early 65 on Pi. And Mitch went from there to Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames, which was his last stop before The Experience. And we heard Georgie Fame in Last Night, the Marquez classic, with some good drum fills in there. I gotta admit, I'm not all that knowledgeable about Georgie Fame's music, actually, and I wanted to play a good track in Mitch's memory, so I asked my friend Bill Luther. Some of you may know of him if you're into mod stuff. You may know Bill from Uppers, the mod scene he was a big part of for a long time. And he's a big Georgie Fame fan. I knew he'd be the best one to ask, and he recommended Last Night as the one to play. So thank you, Bill, for the tip and for the track. That's from Georgie Fame's Sweet Things album in the UK, or the American version of the album, which was called Getaway after the hit single. And that's our salute to the late Mitch Mitchell here on Ready, Steady, a Go-Go from Mersey Beat to Mod. We'll get back to the music in just a minute. Lots more to play. But first, why don't we answer the trivia question of the last two shows. Now, I asked you, what was the job Bill Wyman was holding when he decided to quit working and go full-time with the Stones? And the answer is that Bill Wyman worked for John A. Sparks, the big British diesel company. And he worked in London. He minded the store, but he was also a progress engineer. So, yeah, that's what he did. He was working in diesel fuel. And Bill in Killingworth, Connecticut, he knew that, and so did Ken S. in Arkansas. And the first one in with the right answer was Keith in Australia. So congratulations, Keith, and also Bill and Ken. We'll have some more trivia later in the show. All right, let's get back to the music, and we have a special message right now for one of my longtime listeners. Tracy Ball.
Happy birthday to you.
Tracy Ball.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Tracy. She's celebrating a milestone birthday this week, but since she's rocking and rolling, she's eternally a teenager, so Tracy, this song is for you.
They're really rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, all around on Frisco Bay. Way out St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All these women wanna dance with sweet little 16. Sweet little 16. She's got the grown-up blue, tight dresses and lipstick. Sporting high heels shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she's gonna change her dress. She's gonna be sweet 16. Gonna dance it back in class again. Oh.
say. But when I want your lips, you turn away. If my heart sent me on a fool's errand when it sent me after you, did I go out on a fool's errand, or do you really love me too? I'm dancing close to you, and someone else cuts in. Why does your face light up when you're with him? Did my heart send me on a fool's errand when it sent me after you? Did I go on a fool's errand, or do you really love me too? Have I been just a fool from the first day? Just that you're playing hard to get. Did my heart send me on a fool's errand when it sent me after you? Did I go on a fool's errand, or do you really love me too? Do you really love me too? Do you really love me too? Do you really love me? Come on.
Another set there. We started out with The Searchers and a BBC performance of Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16, a song they never put on any of their records back then. And then we heard The T-Bones, post-Gary Farr, Won't You Give Him One More Chance. It's from 1965. And then we heard Billy Fury, Do You Really Love Me Too, Fool's Errand. It came out late 63. That was the top 20 for him. And that last song, you might know that better from the Dave Clark 5 version, Sometimes. Dave Clark did that on the American Tour LP. 1964, and on that album, the songwriting credit says Clark Ryan, that's Ron Ryan, and that's the version we heard, Ron Ryan and the Walkers, and Ron Ryan wasn't too happy with that credit. He says Clark had nothing to do with writing that song, And also that it was he, Ryan, who wrote some of the other songs that Dave Clark 5 recorded and didn't get a credit for. He claims he wrote bits and pieces, or co-wrote it anyway. Well, here's one record that Ryan did get a credit for with Clark, even though Stephen Foster didn't get a credit for this at all.
Let's all do the dance that's been do-down, do-down. It's the dance for me and you, do-da, do-da, dee. Gonna dance all night, gonna dance all day. Everybody dance and sing, do-da, do-da, dee.
Now have this, now have this, now have this. Last night I took you out to see a magic show. And then when we came home, I turned the lights down low. Just when I held you tight, I felt my poor heart sing. Cause you would jump up and left me quick as a wing. Was it a trick? Was it a joke? Your love went boop, right up and spoke. Your love went boop, boop, boop. My heart broke. Baby, I held my breath, it lost its shake and then. Cause when you left my arms, love vanished in the air. Your love went boop, boop, boop. My heart broke. What made you act so strange? Was it that magic show? Why did you disappear? Where did you really go? And smoke. Your love went boop, boop, boop. My heart broke.
All right, some more British beat for you there. On top, we had the Dave Clark 5 Doodah, very corny track from the first album, Glad All Over, 1964. I only played it just to tie up what I was saying about Ron Ryan. Oh, and I forgot to mention that Ron Ryan was also in the Riot Squad at one point. That was one of the bands we heard earlier in the Mitch Mitchell set. And in that set, we also heard She Trinity and their single of Yellow Submarine. We heard the flip once, Promise Me You'll Cry. So that's the A-side, and that came out in August 1966 on Columbia. That was the same month the Beatles put out their own version as a single, so that was kind of asking for a flop single, and that's exactly what it was, but still, fun little listen there. And that last song was Kenny Lynch, no relation, a minor hit for him in 62, Puff. That was his second single, and Kenny's the subject of our new trivia question, which we're going to do right now. If you know the answer to this question, you can send it to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And if you're right, I'll mention you on the next show, and you'll get a special mention if you're the first one in with the right answer. And this one's easy. It's almost too easy. As most of you probably know, Kenny toured with the Beatles early in their career, 1963. But in the 70s, Kenny made a very high-profile appearance with one of the Beatles somewhere. And you tell me, where was that? Where was Kenny Lynch seen rather famously with one of the Beatles in the 70s? And most of you already know the answer, I'm sure. And if you do, or if you can find out, send it to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And with that, it's just about time to wrap up this episode, but I'll be back with a new episode on Friday, December 5th. You can just go to nanker.podomatic.com for some new episodes. And while you're there, do check out some of the other podcasts I have links to there, like Jim's Child of the 60s, where Jim Woody will give you a great mix of all kinds of 60s rock and pop. Or you can check out Toffee Sunday Smash or Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension, if psychedelic is your thing. Also, Back from the Bin is a great one, too, for 60s rock. So yes, you can find links to all of those at nanker.podomatic.com. And I want to close out this episode. During the gap between this episode and the next one is going to be the anniversary of the passing of George Harrison. So I want to acknowledge that. And Thanksgiving is next week, too. And recently I was rewatching the Beatles anthology. And that always reminds me of Thanksgiving time because that's when it first aired, back in around Thanksgiving 1995. And I remember that the first of the three volumes of the CD came out the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So I'm going to combine all that and play one of the tracks from the first anthology album that George sings lead on, and it's from the infamous Decca audition from early 62, well, New Year's Day, 1962, that's about as early 62 as you can get. It's an old standard that they were rocking up Joe Brown style, the Sheik of Araby. I'm Michael Lynch, thanks for listening, happy Thanksgiving, and I'll catch you all next time.
shine.